Mary was highly favored, but Joseph was highly favored too. And Joseph, can you imagine the sacrifice of his own reputation to take a woman that says she's pregnant by God? Wow. And he had to sacrifice his own self to the trip to Bethlehem, and when they were in fugitive to Egypt, plus God used him to train his son. He used Joseph to train him in an earthly trade and to provide for him. And then Joseph even died while Jesus was at a young age, so Jesus would have the experience of knowing what it's like to raise a family, because he was the oldest, so he was responsible for the family. So Joseph's the man. I mean, you got one. Okay, y'all got one too? Oh, you passed them all out. Oh, y'all on top of this. All right. I just go over here and sit down and behave myself. Okay, I just go sit down. How about that? I don't know if I'll behave myself, but I'll just sit down. All right. Go ahead.
Imagine having a child in the conditions that she was, all the travel she did. You know, women like
it was
that
tough.
Wouldn't do that today. And you know, there's no documentation, nothing that she ever complained or anything like that. So, I mean, just imagine all the physical ordeal that she went through, all the mental ordeal that she went through. So I admire her as a woman.
That's awesome.
Just being able to know that she has God's child.
That's awesome. Grab you some more candy. We'll go ahead and empty this chart. We'll go ahead and empty this thing out while we're doing this. All right, Eddie, your turn. Yep.
Well, I got a number one also.
Okay.
And even though it was a couple of years later, the three wise men. Because wise men still see him.
That's right. That's cool. What number did you get?
Two.
Two.
I had thought a long time about this one because there's so many, but I think from my childhood when my aunt and uncle would come from Florida, and they stayed with us. So we'd get up on Christmas morning. We had a 3-bedroom, 1-bathroom house. There'd be 4 adults and 6 children.
Oh.
And you got 6 children coming out on Christmas morning to see what Santa left, and that was a lot of fun.
Wow, that's awesome. That's awesome. All right. Your twin.
I had one.
Wow, was a lot. Maybe I didn't write very clear. Maybe I couldn't be that many. Obviously, I didn't write clear.
It's a straight line, even in kindergarten.
Okay.
Even more ironic, my favorite would be Joseph.
Oh, wow.
And because he listened to God.
Did you go to get that one?
I'm going to go with 3, and it's Christmas cookies.
Okay, good. And candy, yes. Christmas cookies and candy. All right, Don. What number did you draw?
3.
3.
3. Favorite Christmas food?
Anything Don cooks?
Probably macadamia nuts.
Why is that?
Because they're hard to come by.
Oh, okay. Well, my favorite Christmas food today was spaghetti. Don cooked some spaghetti that was awesome. So that was my favorite Christmas food today.
But Christmas lunch is good, too.
Yes. Okay. So now, has anybody else got anything else they want to say, they want to talk about? Another one of the numbers, if you do, raise your hand. If you don't, we're going to sing, and then we're going to dismiss. And y'all can come here and get all the candy you want. There's more candy besides this. Well, if that gets evened out, we got another couple of boxes of candy. Any more? I think of Christmas memory for me was, I remember one year we went to my granddad's on Christmas Eve. How many remember the Billy? A little thing called Billy Blastoff. It was a little astronaut. And you put the battery in him, and he was only about that tall, and he sat down, and he had all these different things, the rover that walked, and the spaceship that rode, and three or four different things. And for Christmas Eve, my granddaddy gave us all those things, but we didn't have a Billy Blastoff. And so we were little, and we just thinking, well, okay, then maybe we'll get a Billy Blastoff. And the next morning, Santa brought Billy Blastoff. And I thought, cool, to how did Santa know to bring me a Billy Blastoff? Yeah. All right. Well, I was waiting for that, too. A turkey and an elf. Wow. Okay. That's cool. Anybody else? Go ahead, Eddie. Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, I'd rather have the box than a toy. Oh, yeah. I'd much rather have the box than most of the time. Why is that? Well, see, to work at it, my daddy was a meat cutter and meat manager, and so he was always bringing these great big old boxes home. And he was also bringing these great old big meat rubber bands that were so big, and that got me in more trouble in school, because when all the other guys had this little Mickey Mouse rubber band shooting people, I had a ballistic missile, because I had a great old big red rubber band. And one of my favorite memories of that was being at Bayboro High School, up on the second floor, hitting people on top of the head with candy sticks. Didn't know where it come from. Okay, yeah, every now and then. That was probably one of the times I kind of cut up. Other than that. Okay, then let's sing Silent Night, and then we're gonna close it out. Nah. And remember, have a good Christmas, and remember the biggest thing is the reason that we're having Christmas is because of Jesus. You know, like the lady was in the elevator and her kids about to drive her crazy, and they wanted to go shop. They were shopping, and they wanted to go to one more store because they saw Santa. And she said, "Whoever invented this Christmas," and there was a preacher in there with her. She said, "Whoever invented Christmas ought to be hung." And he said, "They did, lady, on a cross." Yeah, that's right. Let's sing Silent Night. Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright, round yon virgin mother and child, holy infant so tender and mild, Sleep in heavenly peace. Sleep in heavenly peace. Give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Yeah. All right. Y'all have a safe Christmas and birthday. And I was hoping Anna Lane was going to be born on my birthday, but she missed it by just a couple of days. I'm the 11th and Anna Lane was the 15th. But that's still cool. She couldn't decide whether we were celebrating. When I went over to her house after her birthday, because we had a Tuesday night, so I went on Wednesday night to her house to celebrate her birthday, but they had me a cake too. And Anna Lane couldn't decide whether it was my birthday or her birthday. Yep. All right, let's pray. Father, I thank you, Lord, for this opportunity to be in your house, to worship you in spirit and truth. Lord, I thank you for memories and the reason for this season. I thank you, God, for touching everybody here, ministering to us mightily. In the name of Jesus, you're an awesome God, and we trust you for this being the best Christmas we ever had. In the name of Jesus, we pray. And the church said,